Day breaks in Sana'a, Yemen, as the call to prayer rouses the inhabitants of this ancient city, as it has for hundreds of years. This capital city, nestled at an elevation of over 7,000 feet in the Yemeni highlands, is one of the oldest continually inhabited cities in the world. In the medieval areas, towering mud brick houses with white plaster highlights are oddly reminiscent of a spectacular gingerbread city. While in the labyrinthine souks, Yemenis haggle for spice, jewelry, and other goods just as they have for centuries. A walk through these narrow passageways quickly reveals one striking piece of merchandise, an accessory the Yemeni gentleman can't be without, the jambiya. These ornate, burly knives are worn prominently, tucked into thick, embroidered belts. And while they may seem fearsome to Western sensibilities, the jambiya is almost never used as a weapon. Instead, it serves as a sign of Yemeni manhood. In the cramped quarters of the souk, blacksmiths intently work metal into the unmistakable hook-shaped blades. Rows of gleaming daggers are proudly displayed in market stalls. Their prices range from a few dollars to a staggering $1 million for a jambiya with impeccable craftsmanship and an illustrious history. But the prestige of these items can come at a high price, other than money. The worth of these daggers is often defined by the handle, traditionally made from rhinoceros horn, prized for the unique patina it exhibits. Jambiyas have often been cited as a major underlying cause for rhino poaching. Despite bans by the Yemeni government and international community on the trade of horns, they continue to be used by some knife makers. Conservationists and government officials have tried to stamp out the use by encouraging alternative materials, like water buffalo horn or camel hooves. But in this country where change creeps slowly and tradition remains strong, a rhino horn jambiya may be a status symbol for some time to come.